Well, good Thursday morning, everybody. How are you all doing? This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Goodness gracious, T-Mac, when he said you morning people. Well, some of us are morning people, and again, good morning from Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. I know I haven't been on the air as much, guys. There's been so much... hit a wrong button. There's been so much going on that I'll just kind of fill you in on. One is, I was going to do Uplifting Wednesdays. We'll have to postpone that until next Wednesday. We had a very bad rainstorm that lasted about 2 hours at the iHeartRadio studio at Faith Studio One. Threw power surges, cut our power off for a little bit, cut it back on, and then all of a sudden, we had internet trouble. So we were trying to work on that. Our technicians were working on that. We did not have very much luck at all, which shut us down on Wednesday. Satan tries all he can to try to shut you down. But you know, with the uplift of God being in control, everything's going to be okay. Hey, I want to remind you of a couple of things. Is you can always email me anytime, even if you don't catch my podcast. Hopefully you will at any time. Just prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions. Email me. I want to hear from you. morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check the like button and follow me. And I got a big major announcement I want to tell you. Follow me on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcast. Let's see here. TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on. And our new one, I want to tell you, we got accepted. They wanted us. I'm just going to go ahead and give a cheer on this. Morning Crow. Are you ready, guys? We are now on Amazon Music. That's right, Amazon Music and Audio. Audible, I'm sorry. Amazon Music and Audible. All you guys that have Amazon Music, follow me for free on there as well. They wanted us to be a part of the Amazon family. So, wow, that's a big one. And I put a major announcement on my Facebook page. You can always follow me, guys, anytime on Facebook. I'd love to have a lot of friends on there. Share my podcast, please. Let's spread the word. I got a great podcast show coming up today. And yes, the deacon is here. And yes, I am drinking pumpkin spice. Yay, pumpkin spice is back. How about that? Okay, well, I hope you guys have had a good week, a good few days. We're getting closer and closer to the weekend. So what do you say? Let's talk about what's going to happen on our podcast show today. All right. Well, I'm going to be got Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church. He'll be joining us here shortly. Also, we are going to be having a Bible devotion here in just a bit on Searching for Help. Going to love that one. Great Christian music and Deacon Comedy. And then, we're all been going through loneliness, even if you're going through times of denial and stuff, right? Well, I'm going back to my archives. There are 5 Bible verses to read when you're feeling lonely. It's nice to be in your quiet zone, but also you can get to a point to where you feel lonely. But you always know that God is with you. But anyway, I'm going to give you, again, 5 Bible verses to read when you feel lonely. You'll be able to jot them down, and you'll be able to share that with your friends, okay? All right, who's Jumpin' Jack ready? Get that pumpkin spice down you. Coffee, tea, French vanilla, whatever you drink. Some of y'all drink water. That's good. Stay hydrated. Even though fall season is around the corner, it is still hot, isn't it? All right, loosen those joints up. Get those hands a-clapping. Okay, here we go. Y'all ready? All right, come on now. Let's pike music here. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2. See, yeah, I think I can do it. 1. Yes, you can. Bob the Builder says, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Let me date myself way back with my oldest son, Cody, when he used to watch that show. Okay, and today's Bible verse is, the Bible devotion, I should say, is on searching for hope. You know, friends, in the book of John, chapter 16 and verse 33, Scripture reminds us, in the world we will have tribulations. Amen? That's right. But be of all good cheer, I have overcome the world. You know, once I was referred to the future that God is planning, I remember hearing the story about a university student that was asking about a form of escapism. In a sense, yes, and before the devil gets through this world, we're all going to be looking for exit signs, aren't we? The Christians are, that is. As Christians, we look beyond this world to God's promise of the new heavens and the new earth in which righteousness dwells. You know, you can go to the book of 2 Peter, chapter 3, and verse 13. But in the meantime, this world remains mere in some heartaches and injustices that suffer since the fall. And Jesus said we wouldn't be surprised. In fact, in this world, you're going to have tribulations. Some people will mistakenly think that if they are Christians, God will take away all their problems. It just isn't so, friends. See, sin still dwells within us and Satan is still at work. But that isn't the full story, Jesus said. It be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Notice he not only will overcome the world, he is what already has. Well, here at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, we are going to get ready to call out the deacon. And he's drinking his coffee. I've had a lot of you guys asking, what happened to the deacon? What happened to the deacon? All right, stand by. Let's get his little intro music going.
Did y'all miss me? This is Deacon Paul Bradley. Let's get ready to sing it. A little bit of We Are Family. I'm going to sing a little bit with you.
I knew you'd do this before the intro, folks. Take it away, Deacon.
We are family. I got all my sisters and me. We are family. Come on, guys. Everybody listen. We are family. Oh, my other sisters and me. We are family. Come on, everybody listen.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's enough intro for the deacon. What do you say? He wanted to do a little bit of singing, and I told him that was fine. How about some cheers? How about some hand claps? How about that morning crow this morning on a Thursday? Go ahead and laugh at him. He is a little silly at times, right? How about a whistle? Give him some whistles. All right. What do you say? Drum roll. Fanfare and countdown
10,
for the deacon.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, here he is. You kind of heard his voice. Your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church. Yet again, come and God to visit me. And hello, Deacon. How are you, sir?
See, yeah, I'm doing just fine. And hello, everybody. We're a couple of weeks away from fall season, but it don't feel like it, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's been extremely warm. It's been extremely hot. But you know what? It's going to get better. And we're just praying that we get some cooler weather.
That's right, T.A. We need cool weather.
Amen. Amen, brother. You got that right. Well, I'm glad you dropped by, and I'm glad you got some of my pumpkin spice. I see you've just been just hoarding the daylights out of it. And just guzzling. And how many cups of coffee have you had?
I've had 6 cups of coffee.
Well, I think that's enough. 6 cups is enough, don't you guys? For the deacon. I think that is, goodness gracious, that is just quite a bit of coffee, my friend. You're going to be bouncing off the walls all the way back to Tyler.
Well, Miss Mildred, she puts me on a caffeine high, I should say. Because the other day, it was on Sunday, a few days ago, she said, honey, I know the cooler weather's coming in, but I want to go to the farmer's market. Now, they got a farmer's market, CA, not too far from the church, over there in Tyler, Texas. And we went over there, and we went shopping to look around. Now, I told her, I said, honey, don't spend no more than $200. See, hey, do you know how much she spent?
No, I have no idea.
She ended up spending, are you ready?
Yeah,
I'm ready.
She ended up spending $350.
Oh my goodness gracious. Wow. Well, that's not good. Someone gave you a laugh on that. We'll probably give you a boo on that. Yeah, let's not let Miss Mildred hear that.
Well, it went into my bank account. Luckily, I had the money in there, CA. But still, when you're on a certain set budget, when it comes to... She just went like bananas. It was almost like... And I love her, but she went bananas when she said, you know what, I just want to spend.
Well, some people spend, some people overspend, and maybe she's getting excited, you know. And
she, oh, see, she bought pumpkins and you name it. It's dialing the home up.
I bet it is. Goodness gracious. Well, that's okay. That's at least you're enjoying life with her. Hey, Deacon, I want to talk a little bit and get your feedback before I get ready to play some music here in a while. I'm going to talk about, now there is going to be five, here in a little while, five key Bible verses to read when you feel lonely. Even being married like you are, right? Do you ever find times in your life where you're just lonely?
Yeah, sometimes I sit in my little lazy boy, kick back, because football's coming back. But, you know, I just sit back in my lazy boy, and then I think, see, hey, Miss Mildred ain't here. It's kind of boring, you know, because you don't have nobody to talk to. Some of you talk to God all the time, which is good. But I sit there, and I'm thinking, man, it is quiet, which is good, but it's kind of lonely.
Yeah, well, what do you think about the single person or the divorcee that is sitting at home after they've done all their things? But even married, single, whatever it may be, they're going through times of loneliness, even with COVID, where you can't really... I mean, some people socialize the mask. You may not socialize the mask. You know, it's almost like a political thing, which I won't really bring up. Some wear masks, some don't. I really hate to say this, folks. I believe that we're probably going to be on, we're going to be on these masks for a very long time. This is no long time ending because they seem to find one variant after another variant after another variant. I don't have the answers. God does. I know he's coming back. I just don't know when. I've had people, you know, message me, Deacon, and they've asked me on email, see, hey, do you think this could be it? I have no idea, but I will tell you, you've always got to be God ready. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Because one day, you want to enjoy your life, you want to live your life, but one day those clouds are going to part. Now, whether we're here or not, the Christians, they're up in heaven. Or the rapture comes. Can you imagine? I literally thought about this, Deacon, before you get ready to leave.
Go ahead, see.
I thought about, and every once in a while I think about it, what would it be like? I mean, you know, you've seen chaos with the COVID, right? Where people running out of toilet paper, grabbing water, and yada, 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 this, that, and the other. I remember I was part of trying to get what I needed and hoarding up the hand sanitizer where they couldn't keep up the stock. We ain't going to be here to see it. The Christians aren't, if you're living during the time of the rapture. And I've talked about it, and I encourage people, hey, go back to, and you got to go way back, it was months ago, the book of Revelations. I taught on the whole book of Revelations, and I got challenged by Satan.
Ooh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I did. I got challenged by him because he was trying to make me sick. He made me, you know, I was coughing, allergies, allergized up. But God kept me focused on the Word. And in Scripture, I take it part by part, bit by bit, and I encourage you guys to share that with people. But yeah, he's coming back. Like I said, we just don't know when. And the main thing is to always be God ready. And I can't tell you enough. So, but when the clouds part and he comes back and... the dead in Christ rise first, and then we go up there in the air. If we're living when he's coming, I mean, I don't know. And you know what? He don't want us to know. That's why he wants us to live our life and enjoy our life.
Amen, brother. Amen.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to let you go. I'm running. I got a certain amount of time I got to kind of shoot for here. But it's always good talking to you, discussing little small things, and we'll catch you next week.
Sounds good. Everybody have a good time. Go get your pumpkins. Pumpkin spice, and just enjoy life like CA said. Bye for now.
Bye, Deacon. All right, we're going to go ahead and kick off a good one here. Jason Crabb, want you to remember, just as I am. Good morning on a Thursday, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show with CA. I've been trying.
the spirit and the soul. If I cannot earn your love by trying to measure up, why do I think I'd lose it in the lows? Somehow you see through my heart, and you welcome me with open arms, just as I. Was a prophet of old, the
lamb was slain, just as he foretold. I believe Jesus was the Word made man, and he died for my sins, and he rose again. Don't you know that?
Amen. Wes King, I believe, and you hopefully believe, I'm sure you do, in the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Wow, it's been, what, almost 2.5-3 weeks since I've done our Bible teaching. And I'm happy to do that on a Thursday with no internet issues. Praise the Lord. Today, I'm going back to my Bible archives. I'm going to do something kind of simple. I'm going to give you 5 Bible verses to read when you feel lonely. You know, we've all been there, haven't we? Loneliness, longing to feel connected, needed, known, wishing relationships wasn't so hard or so hard to find, wanting closer friends, people to get us into that deep, deep down soulmate friends forever, wishing people knew us well enough to sense, you know, what's going on through with what we need. And even searching for a place to pour out of our stored up love in our hearts. A place to serve, a place to give, a place to offer our precious gifts. You know, for some of us, friends, loneliness is an occasional struggle. We all have gone through it. I've gone through it. You've gone through it. If you haven't, then you have. I know you have. You just probably don't want to admit it. For others, in a consistent shadow. In fact, loneliness has been especially prevented through the isolating unknowns of the quarantine and social distancing that our world has changed. Go back to 2020 when the COVID stuff hit. It hit a lot of people. And I've lost friends to COVID. And y'all have probably too, a certain percentage. What was that on the news? I heard they said it had reached 40 million infected. I've been, praise the Lord, I have not caught COVID. Nobody in our family except... And she's doing better, by the way. Sarah, Devin's wife, is the first and only one that her and my great nephew are the only two out of our family because our family's real big. But anyway, the Bible offers deep encouragement for the seasons of loneliness because you're going to go through seasons. And we find examples of men and women in Scripture grappling with loneliness and bringing hurting hearts to God. We find prayers to pray, encouragement from our Father, and ideas to help us move forward. So I'm going to give you 5 Bible verses to lift you up when you're feeling lonely, okay? And we're going to kick it off first with the book of Psalms, and you may want to make note of it. Psalms chapter 139, verses 1 through 12. I'm going to read it. It says, O Lord, you have examined my heart and known everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it. Lord, you go with me and you follow me. Your place, your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can't never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from the presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of this morning, and if I dwell in the farthest oceans, even there, your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. If you ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me before night, but even in darkness, I cannot hide from you. You see, friends, you are interesting. Your relationship is valuable, okay? You are worth knowing. Almighty God, the Creator, has taken the time to examine you, to get to know your innermost heart. And God doesn't waste His time. He just doesn't. Now, drinking these few astounding scenes of truth as we gleam into this passage, let's just talk briefly about it. You may feel alone, but in truth, you're never alone. Okay? See, hey, what are you talking about? I am alone. No, you may feel alone, but in truth, you're never alone. You see, God is always with you. He is. He's a spirit. He's all around. He knows everything. Always watching. He's always listening and supporting. And you know what? You are protected because God goes before you and behind you, and He walks with you, guiding, comforting, and strengthening you. You can't escape God's love. Sometimes we choose loneliness. We isolate ourselves because of the fear, anxiety, or shame. But even in the darkest places, even when we try to hide, our loving God is there. Amen? Amen. Now let's get to the second point. And you go to the book of what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 and 7. And I'm going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 26 and 27. I'm going to read this on the NLT version for you, okay? There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of all of them. There are different kinds of service. God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. If one part suffers, the other part suffers with it. If one part is honored, all the other parts are glad. All of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is part of it. So let's get a breakdown of it. You know, you have gifts to share. You were made to give. See, hey, what are you talking about? I don't give. Well, you do. It's in your heart. You accept Him, and you have Him in your heart. Let Him guide you. Let Him, God, you know, God's three in one God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit come in and guide you and help you. You know, sometimes the best cure for loneliness is finding places to give. Make note of this. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 tells us, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do." You see, God has equipped you, friends, with particular strengths, and because He has done good works for you to do. Now, is there someone in your neighborhood in need? Maybe someone at church, at work, that you can encourage? Someone in your family who needs comfort? Sometimes we find friendships and connections when we stop searching for them and start looking instead for people who can serve. Somewhere along the way, our joy and sense of purpose reignite, and we find ourselves that we aren't alone as we thought. Now let me give you a third point. Go to the book of Hebrews, kind of like coffee. Hebrews, right? Chapter 4, make note, verses 14 through 16, just two short verses. "Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we possess. For we do not have the high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have the one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so we may receive mercy and find grace and help us in our time of needs." Friends, you are not alone in your struggles. Jesus understands. Sometimes we are lonely because we are painfully aware of our own weaknesses and sins. "I am the only one who has never sinned like this, struggled like this. We feel isolated by the shackles of shame. If anyone knew who I really was, they'll never be my friend, and if they certainly wouldn't let me into their church." But that's the way Jesus came. He came to the battle sin so that we may understand the struggles that we face. He knows how powerful Satan is, and He remembers the intensity of the spiritual battle. In fact, if you go to the book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse 34 in the NIV version, and you can go any versions if you want, reminds us that Jesus stands before the Father to intercede on our behalf. Christ Jesus, who died more than that, who was raised to life and is at the right hand of God, is interceding for us. So you are not alone in your weaknesses. If you're abandoned when you sin, through Jesus, God provides a way back to Himself, and He is always waiting for us with open arms and grace heart filled. My fourth point, got two more points here, Book of Psalms. Let's take it back to Psalms chapter 63. Let's go through these little short scriptures of verses 3 to 5. It says, "Because your love is better than your life, your lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live. In your name I will lift up my hand. I will be satisfied as with the riches of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. Breakdown of that. A relationship with God, if you think about it, can fill us. You see, friends, God's love is better than anything else we try to fill ourselves with. Better than life itself. You see, God's love doesn't take away the edge off our loneliness. It fills us until we are fully satisfied. You see, God doesn't just offer a hungry person a nibble of food so they don't starve. He offers them a feast. So even when human relationships are scarce or imperfect, we can find fulfillment, comfort, and connection in our walk with God. Just remember that. My last point. We're going to go back again to the book of Psalms, chapter 73, verses 23 and 26. Just a couple, three short verses in the NLT version I'm going to read this out of. Yet I still belong to you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with counsel, leading me to a glorious destination. Whom high in heaven but you? I desire you more than anything on earth. My health may fail and my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever. Amen. Amen. You see, keep this in mind, friends. We belong to God always, no matter what life throws at us. In fact, if you read the book of Psalms, chapter 73 in its entirety, you will find that the psalmist was struggling with his faith, wondering if perhaps the world has gone to a better place. Then God's kingdom, the world's way, looked easy when God's way is harder. But as the writer enters into the place of worship, as a godly perspective returns, he remembers, I am God and God is all I need. We still have God's love and care even when the worst happens. So remember that. When our health fails or our spirit grows weak or discouragement, loneliness, even in the dark places, friends, God is there, eager to strengthen us. Human relationships can be limited from a distance or mortal frailty, but our relationship with God has no limits or no expiration dates. Another thing I want you to keep in mind is our feelings are sometimes at odds with our truth. You know, we may feel alone, but we are not alone. We may feel worthless, but God has a great purpose for us. When loneliness strikes, let the scriptures remind you, we have God always with us. We have the strength and a God-given purpose. We have God who understands us, defends us, provides a way back to God for us. We have divine relationship, one that never fails and fully fills. We have a place at God's side when the world shuts down or tries to shut us down. God is ours and He is ours forever. Amen. Amen. I hope that helps you guys with some Bible verses to read when you feel lonely. And I'm going to be honest, that I was praying about that. I said, God, what do I Bible teach on? I haven't done it in nearly 3 weeks. What do I Bible teach on? And He spoke to me. He said, I want you to talk a little bit about loneliness. Look, if there's anything I can do, I'm a good prayer warrior to pray with you. Guys, feel free. You can email me again up here at the studio or whatever. I'll catch it. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Or you can go anonymous. CA, will you pray for me? Sure, I will. Let me take a little time before we close out. You may be going through a job loss. Even though they say jobs are opening, maybe you're having difficulties and you're getting frustrated. To the discourager who's looking for work, do not be discouraged. I was there many, many decades ago, way before COVID. Back before, I've stood in an unemployment line one time and it was only for one day. And when I did that, God instantly gave me a job. Yeah, long, long time ago. We're talking 40-something years, maybe 40 years, maybe. It's coming. Favor is coming your way. To the one that's sick, that needs a touch from God, favor is coming your way. God is a great physician. Even if the medical doctor may say, well, your certain situation is not looking good, God can take bad and make it good. He can take ugly and make it the best. There's several things in my life, and I'm sure in your life, that you've encountered where you just like, man, God, I didn't think it could be overcome. Yes, you're an overcomer. Remember that. To the ones that are divorced and you're lonely, he or she's coming. I say, hey, how do you know that you're not Nostradamus? No, I'm not. But if you want a relationship with somebody, you need to give it to God. Example, Lord, I don't know when he or she's coming, but you know what? I'm giving it all to you. And in your timing, you'll bring her or him, depending on if you're a man or woman, on the situation. Don't give up because God hasn't gave up on you. And I'll tell you another thing. When you give up and you're like, oh, this just ain't going to happen, that's usually when he's working at his best, friends. Trust me. To the married couples out there, maybe your marriage has got splinters. I call it splinters in it. Or maybe even a thorn that needs to be plucked out. Look, don't let it boil. Resolution-wise, the best way to take care of that situation is to get an immediate fix. See, hey, what are you talking about? Well, I study counseling, but I'm not a marital counselor. Now, pastors have not, they give you advice. Times have changed because of domestic disputes, so they can give you somebody that will help. I know some people that can help you, okay? I can pray for you. Most of them will tell you that. We'll pray for you, but we're not counselors. But I'm an encourager, I'll tell you that. So this is the encouragement I can give you. If your marriage is having trouble and you got splinters or even the thorn, pluck it out, work on it. Example, and I've said this before. When you're married, you walk in, husbands, acknowledge your wife. Hey, honey, how's your day going? Did you have a good day? They like to hear that. Wives, same thing. Hey, honey, how was your day? Depending on the shift work that they're going to be doing. Acknowledge them. It's called acknowledgement. Or, hey, you look beautiful today. You know, just your kind words and the love. Because you married her or him. Okay, you married till death do you part. The love that you have for each other. Show it. There's several different ways to love. Okay? Maybe you need a heart change. Oh, I'm just so lonely that... Well, take it to the table. Take it to God. And I will tell you this. Get yourself a makeshift altar. What are you talking about, C.A.? Well, it can be on your bed. It could be on your coffee table. Whatever it may be. And just give it to God and let Him handle it. Okay? That's the best advice I can give you on loneliness. Because, again, you're never lonely because God's always with you. And I hope those scriptures will help you. If you guys have me on Apple Podcast too, will you give me a 5-star rating? Get a lot of people that are like, you know, I love your podcast, CA. You're so encouraging. Friends, the ones that listen to me on Apple Podcasts, I got a very big listening group on that, along with our USO Radio Network. Man, if y'all could give me a 5-star rating, me and my ministry team would really appreciate that. And again, follow me now on Amazon Music. If you have Amazon Music, search me up, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Okay, let's lead off in prayer on a Thursday. Dear Jesus, thank you so much. We've learned so much on these Bible verses on loneliness and the breakdowns. God, I just pray you be with each and every one of us. Let us have a great day, for we love you. In Christ's name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. Friends, remember the sun does rise on the other side, and I want you to enjoy life. LIFE. Exclamation point. Y'all have a great Thursday. Bye for now.